7-4-13. So what is mommyism anyway? It is 4:40 a.m. I cannot sleep once again, so that I have gotten up to write a few words on what I have come to term as mommyism. One of the best examples I have ever seen of such a thing took place on one of the first cruises I ever went on. I believe it was the very first one. It was from Los Angeles to Ensenada, Mexico, and back in 5 days with a stopover at Catalina Island and a quick swing through the Channel Islands off the coast here where I live. We got off at Ensenada, and there it was, a pharmacy, right there on the dock. And one could buy all of the narcotics which one could possibly want or desire. Lots of Vicodin and Oxycontin, just like aspirin and other over-the-counter drugs. I looked around to see all of the drug addicts lining up to get their narcotics, but there were none. I looked around to see all of the people laying in the gutter half out of their minds, but there were none. Then I was forced to ask myself and to consider, why is it that people, who are much less educated than myself and my fellow countrymen, are able to have these drugs available, but we are not? Years later, I was in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. There people could buy marijuana and magic mushrooms over the counter. There were places set up like bars where everyone was smoking weed instead of drinking. But according to local statistics, 90% of sales are to foreigners who come there for that very purpose alone. I looked around once again to see the end of civilization as we know it, and saw instead nothing but very intelligent people going about their business, with 99.9% of them plainly and obviously sober. Yet in my country, we are told all kinds of horror stories about what would happen if we had legalization or decriminalization. This is mommyism. Mommy says you cannot have this or that because you are simply not smart enough or moral enough to be able to handle the consequences. That is the message. Only mommy knows what is good for you and what is bad for you. You simply cannot be trusted to make such decisions of your own free will. So all of a sudden, the state, which is supposed to stop crime and violence, has instead become my mommy, while being by far the number one perpetrator of violence and plunder slash theft. And we all know that mommy knows best. It is when the state gets into attempting to regulate morality and thought in place of stopping violence and theft that we get into what is otherwise known as paternalism, as in the paternalistic state. Every fascist dictatorship and their various different offshoots being very good examples of this type of divisive and degenerated quote-unquote thinking. I put thinking in quotation marks because the very point of mommyism is to not have to think. In the final analysis, it is for the intellectually lazy who would rather be told what to do than to think for themselves. Frederick Bastiat, in his brilliant little booklet, The Law, shows how this insidious process is activated and energized by legal plunder and false philanthropy. The false philanthropy generally being the excuse for the legal plunder. While the Soviet and Chinese communist totalitarian police states used to be the models of such behavior, our own country has come a very long ways into that camp, such that the dictator of modern-day Russia, Vladimir Putin, can speak just several days ago of his strategic partnership with these United States. And the very unapologetic communist Chinese have become our largest trading partner. Just as one can see in George Orwell's opening chapters of his novel 1984, Either of these two parties can one day be friends and the very next enemies of the most devious kind. It just depends on how Mommy wants to play her cards that day. Consistency is something which has little or no relevance when Mommy decides to speak. So, why Mommy instead of Daddy? Because Mommy wipes your butt and wipes your nose and dries up your tears and tells you everything is okay, even when it is not, and you are, in fact, in great peril. Mommy tells you who you can date and who you can have sex with and in what manner and where and why. When we were just kids during the 1960s, we were told that the communists were our mortal enemies and that we had to give up our liberties and bank accounts in order to fight this monster. We fought the Vietnam War without anyone being able to give a coherent answer as to why we were there. To contain communism was the answer that Mommy always came up with. Well, how did that work out? They are still communists. But the world did not end the way that Mommy told us it was going to. That was at the height of the Cold War, with Russia having tens of thousands of nuclear warheads all targeted on the U.S. This is why none of us expected to grow old before dying. We were sure we would be incinerated long before that. So you can only imagine how strange it seems to me to watch Mommy cozy up with the enemy to whom we shipped all of our industrial base while our mommyistic politicians told us what a good deal we were getting. We were going to be the brains, and the Chinese would be the laborers. It was the same with immigration. We were told by the mommyistas from both parties that these people were only taking the jobs that no one else wanted. It didn't take long to figure out that either Mommy is a big fat liar, or else nobody wants any jobs, as one after another was taken over by undocumented aliens and their families and friends. Now, in order to complete the destruction, we are supposed to take joy in the fact that Mommy has decided that it is in our best interest to legalize all of the illegals instead of being honest and stopping the damage which has been done before it becomes even worse. This is happening while there are few or no jobs to have as our country sinks further and further into institutionalized insolvency. As I grew up, we fought the Korean War and then the Vietnam War. These were followed by the War on Poverty and then the War on Drugs, during which our Fourth Amendment was systematically eviscerated by the Supreme Court of Justice Rehnquist, who found one exception after another to the warrant requirements until the exceptions were well said to have swallowed up the rule. The reasons? Mommyism. That is to say, the drug war. Now we have our latest incarnation of this same process. It is now the war on terror. What utter nonsense. The so-called enemies are fabricated and financed by our own mommyistic government. And it is going just the same way as Mommy's prior wars. For think about it for just a moment. Is North Korea still communist and more so than ever? Is Vietnam still communist and more so than ever? Did we get rid of poverty after spending much of our entire substance on the war against poverty? No. It could be argued instead that we are well on our way to the greatest amount of poverty this nation has ever seen. Did the war on drugs get rid of the drug trade? No. Mommy has instead empowered the drug lords such that they have so much money that they were forced to go legit. Yeah, right into the banking business, the insurance racket, AIG, for example, the stock exchange business, and the housing market business. And finally, into the government business. Yes, that is the real reason behind NSA. It is not to protect you from anything. It is the mob protection racket in its most sinister form, and little else. For if you have captured all of the mailbags and all of the communications, you can blackmail persons to no end. Yes, you can make people do your evil bidding. Don't think that is what's going on? Then you might want to stop for a moment and take a longer and harder look. You wonder why the Republicans don't jump on the demagogocrats when the opportunity is so ripe for it? Not when certain people have the goods on you, complete with dossiers which would make J. Edgar Hoover envious, with photos and taped conversations and intercepted communications. That is why they are recording everything. It is in hopes of finding something which they can use against you later on if you become too much of a liability where mommy is concerned. And it further serves as a warning not to get out of line. Because remember that night when you... Well, guess what? We recorded the whole thing and can replay it at any time we want. So don't even think about effing with us, or else it will be to the gulag with you, and that without even the possibility of judicial intervention. Not that it would really matter anyway, as we are now in the world of Hitler's justice in the place of Magna Carta and the rule of law. As an example of just how ridiculous mommyism becomes with so little effort, one only need to read the arguments being put forth by the federal government in justification of tube feeding the hapless prisoners of Guantanamo, which Berlioz promised would be closed within 1 year for all of those of you who can't remember what mommy has told you. The argument being presented in court is that they would be taking part in a suicide if they allowed the prisoners to starve themselves to death. And the numbers were astonishing. It was over 3/4 of the inmates who are so desperate and despairing that they are simply refusing to eat. They would rather die than live in the degrading conditions in which they are being forced to live, with no ability to seek any legal remedy, as the rule of law has apparently been indefinitely suspended. How could these psychopaths care for even one moment about whether these persons are dead or alive? Their actions betray their motives with a vengeance. But now they put forth some of that false philanthropy made so famous by Bastiat. It is only because mommy is looking out for her little children that we are in court fighting for the right to kill them when we want to, after torturing them for years, and not 1 minute sooner. But mommy is able to tell this in an entirely distorted version about how she is trying to protect their souls from eternal damnation because God forbid that they should be allowed to commit suicide. One cannot but be reminded of the infamous Spanish Inquisition, which was modeled after the Papal Inquisition against the Cathars approximately 500 years earlier. While it is really all about power and money, mommy will never tell that. Instead, she is out to save the souls of these recalcitrant heretics who just simply do not know any better. So now, in a complete inversion of moral values, we are to claim that we are doing a favor by torturing whoever we want, when we want, and how we want. After all, it is their eternal soul which is at stake. And thankfully, mommy knows just how to help you out by burning you to death at the stake. Please do not do me any favors, mommy. Now, here is one of the ultimate ironies of mommyism. There is more violence and theft than ever. That is to say, if the job of government is to stop theft and plunder and violence, but instead they have become the epitome of such things, which are now more in abundance than ever, Does this not mean that they are a complete and utter failure? It is like what happened to the president of Bolivia the day before yesterday, as his plane was forced to land in Vienna because France, Spain, and Portugal would not allow him to fly through their airspace. Why? Because the U.S. had it on good authority that Edward Snowden was in that plane, or so it was claimed. Of course, he was not, which can only mean one of two things. Either, first, with all of that electronic spying apparatus, they still cannot get it right. Or, they are just acting like the mommyistic monsters, which they truly are, and intending to send out a message to any would-be helpers of one who is lawfully seeking political asylum. It is the same with Guantanamo. There is very good reason why it remains operational, and it has nothing to do with terrorists or terrorism. It is, rather, a warning to you and me. If we piss these people off, then we may very soon find ourselves there in the very same predicament, as we are force-fed, as our captors pretend to have ultimate power over life and death. They do not, and indeed cannot, and have certainly shown themselves for the mobster bullies, which they most definitely are. For in the final analysis, mommyism has joined hands with mobsterism, while turning a blind eye to all of the numerous crimes which are being committed in the furtherance of turning the entire planet into a gulag with nowhere to run or hide. What a sick bunch these people truly are. Yes, this is mommyism come to its ultimate conclusion. Mommy hates her children, as it turns out. But why should that surprise you? Finally, the worst part in all of this is who those persons are who pretend to be looking out for our best interest as our mommies. The people to whom I refer are moral degenerates. They are clinically defined as sociopaths and psychopaths to a person, the best I am able to tell. So to hear them moralizing is just a bit much. But oh, how they can moralize. They can tell you all about just how screwed up you are and how lucky you are to have them here to protect you from you. To hear one ex-president moralize after only having been stopped from the worst slander imaginable thanks to a real mom saving the blue sperm-covered dress really is just a bit much for me. And to hear another moralize after he has sold all of our liberties down the road for a song and a dance and having created a bunch of torture sites and death camps which would be the envy of Hitler and Stalin and Mao is also just a bit much. It really creeps me out when these people think to tell me how I should live and by what moral code I must subscribe to. I most definitely do not want to be like them. And I do not want any of my children or their friends or my friends to be even a little bit like them. When these persons started, a banker was considered a pillar of the community and a fount of financial wisdom. Today, we refer to them as banksters because the shoe fits only all too well. The least trustworthy people to give your money to, for the most part, as it is turning out. Bankster, as in huckster. Politicians, as in clownism. Liars to a person. And thinking that this is not only a requirement, but a moral imperative. One can only wonder where this is leading to, or where it is all too likely to end. I sure wish people would wake up. Where is the outrage anyway? When will our people rise up in the millions the way they did in Egypt during this past week? Only when it is too late and all is already lost? That is most assuredly how it looks at this time, as I can only hope that I am wrong. But never having been so when it comes to these matters, how many wake-up calls are required anyway? There have been far too many already, such that any intelligent and observant person must be in a continuous state of despair as he or she watches his or her fellow humans lining up for the slaughter, as if all is well, while mommy tells them not to worry, because mommy has it all in control. Happy 4th of July. I can only imagine our founding fathers are turning over in their graves at what has become of their once mighty nation and belief systems, from riches to rags, and from enlightenment to the most profound darkness imaginable. But I am no doomsayer, and I do believe that the true gospel power, as found in the red letters in the New Testament, will prevail, in spite of all of the phony religions and phony politicians and phony moralists and pretended do-gooders. I guess every so often a bunch of us just have to eat shit and die, so that our blood may provide fresh inspiration for those who follow, who will be forced to say once more, apparently, never again. I am told that at some point the swords will be beaten into plowshares and pruning hooks. Just when, I do not pretend to know, but I do know that there is a higher being and power at work throughout all of this, and we have yet to hear from that person. I suspect that the plans of all of these would-be Oriental despots and their ilk will be quickly overthrown with great violence. It is just a matter of time, if that is any consolation. In the meantime, we all must resist evil, and there is most certainly a lot of evil to resist right now. I guess we had better get extra tough if we expect to make it through the coming firestorm. God be with all of you, with the greatest love imaginable.